McLean County's new administrator has worked for the county for just 16 months as its health department director, but Camille Rodriguez tells GLT's Eric Stock the hard and soft skills she has honed in 20 years of local and state government work have prepared her for the new role. That includes negotiating large government contracts in Illinois and her native Wisconsin.
What I say the hard skills I can bring includes listening to constituents, understanding policy, and also then making things happen after listening to all those folks. Soft skills included, I think I'm energetic. I think that will be important for the county administrator position. I think that I definitely have the skills of listening and of being able to speak on behalf of those who wish me to forward an agenda or explain a policy or a part of code. So I will bring all of those things to the table.
And much of your background and experience has been in the realm of health in various dimensions. Health, of course, has become a major issue in McLean County with the Mental Health Action Plan. And County Board Chairman John McIntyre has said that's become such a big part of the administrator's job, sort of above and beyond your normal responsibilities. You've played a role in that already here in your current job. To what extent might that help you in your new role?
The knowledge that I have of the initiatives forwarded by Chairman McIntyre are going to be essential in doing the job of county administrator. I know that our experience here at the health department and in me representing the Board of Health and their service to the community as a grantor of funds relative to behavioral health was the beginning of that relationship. And the knowledge that the health department is already a player in understanding and getting to know even emerging issues relative to behavioral health was the beginning of that upon my arrival. And because of some of those experiences that I explained to you in my career, Chairman McIntyre and County Administrator Wasson, and now Tricia Malott, the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council Supervisor, have been really team players with me in us discussing these up-and-coming services and how they will be positively affecting the community.
And there's been some new developments in the past couple of months with the Triage Center. There have also been cuts to other services in the at the local level where the county has had to intervene. Where do you see this going forward and any particular priorities that you're going to look to set forth in the coming months?
Of course, I serve the county board. I will serve the county board in my new position as county administrator, and I'm looking forward to finding out what county board members see as the priorities. It cannot be denied that even right now the Board of Health is working with providers relative to addressing any issues that are emerging in the community relative to funding, relative to services, and I'll bring forth some of those real hard and soft skills relative to talking with county board members so that we together can set priorities and the chairman can provide me with direction relative to those priorities.
And McLean County, much like any other government body, has had its share of budget constraints in recent years. Tax revenue has been largely stagnant. The board has historically insisted on not raising the property tax rate. Administration has had to consistently go back to department heads and say, can you find a little bit more money to cut? Do you expect that trend to continue, or are there other ways possibly that you could address that issue?
I have been in government long enough and in leadership positions long enough where I am used to hearing my superiors request that I do more with less or utilize my resources in an innovative manner to get the most out of the funding that we do receive, and I'll continue to carry on that tradition. I would never want to be in a position where the burden is placed on others. I want our leadership within McLean County to always look within and say, how can we become more efficient? That doesn't mean necessarily to me cutting anything, but what it does mean is rethinking things, getting rid of the theory of, well, we've always done it this way. I think that collaboration is the key. And if we can become efficient by working together, that will be something that I bring forth to the chairman and to the county board to try to address those types of issues.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Camille Rodriguez, who will soon become McLean County's next county administrator on June 1st. Positions like this don't turn over very often. The three leading government administrative positions in McLean County have all turned over in the past year. Tim Gleason became Bloomington City Manager within the year. More recently, Pam Reese became Normal's City Manager. What kind of opportunities does this present to have fresh ideas and fresh perspectives in those three key positions, and how do you maintain continuity at the same time?
There's always opportunities when you have a change in leadership, and there's two ways you can look at it. There is an opportunity for things to just remain the way they always have been, and then there's opportunities to provide leaders with the chance to innovate and to bring a different way of looking at services, supports, or leadership into the fold. I'm hoping it's a combination of both. I hope to collaborate with those leaders as well and talk to them about what new and exciting things they're thinking of, and also why they may be keeping some things the same. I think that's very important, and to assess it overall. I don't come into this position ready to make any changes. I come into it ready to serve and ready to listen to the county board, ready to listen to Chairman McIntyre, and to take the steps towards being a successful leader for this county.
And what role, if any, do you plan to play in helping the county health department find its successor for your position, and what should they be looking for?
My role in helping the Board of Health find my successor is going to include the fact that over my short tenure here, I have set the stage for a lot of positive culture change, including refreshing our mission, vision, and value statements, creating a new and improved strategic plan, using data-driven decision-making to drive that plan with true measurements and outputs that health department staff can be proud of and the community can be proud of. And so I think I've been setting the stage since the day I walked in. And so I guess my support to the Board of Health, because they've been absolutely supportive to me, not only in my tenure as the administrator, but also in this process of becoming county administrator. My role in this process will be to work with them to ensure that all of the work that we have done over these past few months is going to remain intact, and that health department staff can feel assured that all the hard work they have put into these changes is just going to continue. Today, we had a general staff meeting. The theme was business as usual, because, of course, this announcement is big, my new role, but their work is bigger. Their need to know that they are going to continue to protect and promote health and keep up with our Healthy People, Healthy Places vision statement, that's what's most important to me. So those will be some of my roles. Setting the stage, definitely, to find the right administrator. And the health department's administrator. Qualities of that person could include willing to innovate, willing to work with staff and listen, and our culture of accountability and using data to drive our decisions. I think it'll be important for that person to want to continue on with those focus areas that we've been working on for quite some time.
And you have said that your three daughters are proud to say that their mom will soon be McLean County's first woman administrator. Yes. Just months ago, four women were elected to the county board, bringing the total to seven, higher than it has ever been. What should we make of this, and how might this impact how county government might run now?
I have said that my daughters are proud, and they are. And I think what they should be most proud of, though, is that regardless of my gender, I am in a leadership position and poised to make changes, to assess, to provide leadership to such amazing McLean County department heads and elected leaders. And while I know that they want to acknowledge, my daughters do, that I am the first woman, I want them to acknowledge all of the hard work that it took throughout my career to get to this spot, and all of the hard work that I intend to put into this position going forward. Doesn't matter to me necessarily that I'm the first woman, although I will acknowledge that it's exciting to note, and yet inconsequential to the work that has to be done. I want to be treated just like everyone else, and I'm going to work hard to prove the point that the county board and the chairman made the right choice.
That's incoming McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez with GLT's Eric Stock. Rodriguez starts in her new role June 1st. She replaces Bill Wasson, who's retiring after 34 years in McLean County government.